And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes to bed. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big cut run. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Giovanni. Welcome in here tonight with us to Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you in. We got a great program lined up for you. Tonight, we're going into a very special text on the first fruits of the resurrection. Now, if I was to ask you a question, how many resurrections have there been recorded in the Bible, and how many are recorded to be? That's the question tonight. Get your thinking cap on and strap on your safety belts, and let's take a spiritual journey through the scriptures tonight at WWCR 507, our Pastor Buddy Live, the Shepherd's Call. Tell a friend that we're on the radio. We're going to talk to you tonight about some very important things coming up in the near future. You know, if you are in this life, it's once appointed to die. And after death, the judgment. Well, friends, the flesh and blood can't go, so you got to get you another vehicle, and you got to know that you've passed from death unto life. Remember what Christ said, and it's a very astounding scripture. To some, to me in particular, this is an awesome scripture. When he told Martha and Mary over in the Gospel of John that he was the resurrection, and he that believeth in him would not die, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Well, that's an exciting scripture, isn't it? Let's go back to the scripture. We're going to go to the book of Isaiah for a prophetic promise. Now, I asked you a question up front. Let me answer that before we get going into this hour of exciting news about the resurrection and the hope that we have. If we have no hope, then we have no resurrection. If we have a resurrection, we have hope. if Christ hadn't resurrected, then you're still in your sins, and you ain't going to go anywhere except back to the dust from which you came. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's really the story of the outward man. The inward man is the product here that we're interested in. The spirit being, there is an inward man, and there is an outward man. We're only interested in the outward man in this life. But what about answering to the responsibilities for the inward man to whom you have been given care of? Now, if the outward man is stronger, the inward man is weaker. If the weaker man is outside man is weaker, then the inward man is stronger. So you got to let the inward man rule the temple. That's why it's very important to fast and to pray and to study and to show yourself approved, workmen that needeth not be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth. Well, in your studies, and I hope that you are an advanced student of the word, and we can say scientific here and not be so far wrong, because that's the type of product that we recommend for you to take. Precious vitamins and minerals. You need the vitamin mineral complex also for your spirit man. Has he become anemic? Is he sick? Is he weak? Has he really had the chance to wear the armor and draw the sword to divide asunder to the joint, the marrow, the bone, even to the discernment of the revelations of the contents of the heart? Or are we stagnated in the thought process where this upper kingdom, the heavens, you see, man's mind, the two brains, the right and left, the laws, the tablets, where he should get his instructions strictly from the finger of God or the third eye or the revelation of the spirit. Instead, he gets carnal concepts and misunderstandings about the understandings that he should have in Christ. Well, here we go. And Ezekiel chapter 48, let me give you verse 14 to give you our text and set it in motion for you. And they shall not sell of their first fruits, neither shall they exchange their first fruits, nor alienate the first fruits of the land. Well, this is a type of Christ. Wasn't he the first fruit of the resurrection? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is recorded in the gospel a resurrection of the first fruit. That would be Christ. Now, there is a second resurrection proposed in the Bible that we have hope as those who remain after Christ, that there'll be a day coming when we have a resurrection. Now, remember, the Bible said if you have Christ in, you've already been resurrected, and you're just walking around in your outward temple. This is the grave, the flesh man, and the resurrection happened when you were instilled with the mighty power, or endued with power from on that, or the Shekinah, or the Holy Ghost, which is from above, not being born again, as the earthly church teaches and the carnal concepts, but to be born from above, meaning that you have in your possession a body likened unto his glorious body laid up for you in the resurrection. Praise God. Well, just as soon as you accept the Messiah, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and you have been added to the book that was written from the foundation of the world with a check mark that you are now safe and secure by obeying that form of gospel that was delivered unto you. But to them that obey not, anguish, persecution, and death will quickly overtake them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not an exercise in and an enjoyment mode, a pleasure-seeking life. This is real, and a man must put on the whole armor of the effects of the gospel, meaning he equipped himself and studied to show himself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. By doing so, he can save himself and them that hear him, because the gospel is given for every man to obey and to enter into the kingdom. See, this is a hidden way. No wonder he spoke in parables to them who couldn't understand his speech and couldn't hear his word because they weren't his sheep. So then he has a reservation made for his children only. And you say, well, that's inclusive. That is correct. It is also exclusive to the point that if you're not his sheep, you will never, never, never wear or obtain the crown that is laid up for them that love and serve him. Now, thou shalt not alienate, sell, neither shall you exchange the first fruits, because they are holy unto Yahweh. This is Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 14. In the book of Romans, and not only, but they them are ourselves, or themselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan, not in the outward, because nobody wants to die. An outward man is in terror, it's a terror to him. Whether you realize it or not, we've heard people say that they don't dread dying, but they want to live as long as they can. And then when the inevitable come, they faint like women and draw back and cry and beg for their life. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be too late if you put off the ideal or the concept, reckoning to put him on, and today is the day, and when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. So then, prepare to meet Yahweh. Now, let's take the order of the resurrection. In the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul, a revelated man, only got this through revelation. He was taught nothing, because in the Old Testament, it is a known fact that the Pharisees who studied the Old Testament, especially the Torah, they had determined that there was life after death. Now, the Sadducees didn't confess either the resurrection or life after death. Well, what are we going to confess? Are you a Pharisee, or are you a Sadducee, or are you a true blue believer? Because the Pharisees trust in their own works, and a true believer would trust in the eternal covenant blood principles and the concepts of the revelation from the two pillars of stone laying in the top of the brain, or the mind power, to have an understanding that you pass from death unto life through the covenant revelation of the first fruit doctrine that is given to us in the Bible. Now, there's two resurrections written in the Bible. No more. With the exception of a very singletary resurrection of Lazarus. That makes three spoken, recorded resurrections in the Bible. Now, let me give it to you again. Lazarus was the first to raise from the dead. He was dead 4 days, and we know that the fourth covenant principle is Sabbath. In other words, he was resting in the grave, but when he heard the voice of the master technician, the one who said unto the grave, give up. No wonder the mighty voice of Almighty Yahweh is crying into the earth, and the man of wisdom shall see his name. This name is the resurrection factor that we taught on many times before, that unless you have the resurrection of Yahweh in your forehead through the evidence of the repentant name that releases you from sin. You see, we all come and we're all born into sin, and you must have those sins remitted. And the only way written in the Bible is to repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and in that order. Oh, you say, now, Pastor Buddy, that's too simple. Glory to God. I want some complicated formula, and I want go into the high heavens, and I want the philosophy, and I want the exact atomic formula for a resurrection factor. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't walk by faith, you certainly can't walk by sight. There is no sight seen. If you see the graveyards that are full of dead men's bones, those bodies will never resurrect or come out of the ground, as some people believe. Why? Because that's the outward man. The inner man ain't laying over in any graveyard sleeping to be awakened in some future event. Remember Christ said, I am the resurrection. And if a man believes in me, he will never die. And isn't that strange that you'll never die? Now, if that's true, let us look at the scriptures as it is indicated here in Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse, let's start in verse 19. Thy dead men shall live. Is he talking about a future resurrection here in the prophecy of the book of Isaiah? Ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah was a mighty prophet. Here he is prophesying something very prophetic into the future. And he's saying, thy dead men shall live. Oh my. This is a promise of a resurrection. Now, how will they live? And with what body shall they come forth? Well, we'll find out here. Together with my dead body. Well, Christ is the first fruits. And together, thy dead men shall live. Only men here in this resurrection. And ladies and gentlemen, we are prophetically looking into the future of Matthew chapter 27, verse 52. That's where we're going to. But before we do that, we want to go to the book of Revelations to tie these two scriptures together. And I'd like you to mark them in your Bible if you're a student searching. Mark the book of Isaiah, chapter 27, verse 19. And let's go over to the book of Revelations, and I'll read both of these scriptures, and you'll know why that I'm doing this. It's a coded message of a fulfillment. Here in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, we're going to look at verse 9. Now, verse 9 is particularly, you mark that. Now, let me come back to Isaiah, chapter 26, and read verse 19. Thy dead men together with my dead body. Here is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, speaking through a prophet of flesh. What a loud, inspired, inspirational revelation of prophetic utterance. Yahweh speaking through Eli. Here he says, they shall arise, and they shall awake, and they shall sing, they that dwell in the dust. Resurrection. Number two. Now then, we've done cleared resurrection one with the advent of Lazarus. Lazarus was the only one in the grave that was commanded to come forth. Now, had he commanded all of those who were bound in the prison, remember the souls at this time, here's the difference between the time before Christ and the time after Christ, the time before Christ, there was only a holding pen, if you will, a holding prison, according to the revelation of the Apostle Peter, chapter 3, 1 Peter 3, verses 18 through 20. There was only a holding prison, and Paul said, the Messiah, who ascended into the heavens after his resurrection, first descended and preach to the souls that were disobedient in the days of Noah. Oh my, what a revelation. But particularly, these that came forth were all going to be males, thy dead men, not thy dead women, but thy dead men. Singling out, the second resurrection is the one that Christ himself died together with his dead body and arose with a remnant of a bride factor, the 144,000 mentioned in the Bible. And notice this, they shall awake and sing. Well, let's find out if that happened in a fulfillment in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19. We're going to see if it was fulfilled in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9. We know it is. Follow me closely. Don't let this get overcomplicated to your understanding. But follow closely. If you'd like the complete text of what we are giving here, then you need to order it for your own welfare. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they've accepted tradition, because they love tradition, and these preachers out here, these foxes on the bed, barking like jackals and wolves, who have not the integrity of the Shekinah in their heart to speak the truth in regard, but are preaching for filthy lucre and a home in Palm Beach, Florida, other than a home in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't take it with you. You only have to have that new body. And you have this new body in the resurrection to come. Remember now, resurrection one, Lazarus. Would you agree? Do we have any disagreement here in the teaching of? Well, if we don't, then Lazarus was the first resurrection, meaning that he had a single resurrection. And we're going to speak a little bit in time to come about the reason Lazarus was resurrected from the dead. You may be startled at the reason why. Remember, the Bible said it's once appointed unto a man to die. Well, after Lazarus resurrected, he broke that engagement or that appointment, and so he didn't necessarily have to die anymore. If that's the case, then it would fit very conveniently into St. John chapter 21, where that the Messiah stated that that other disciple whom the Messiah loved would not die. But he didn't say would not, but what is it if he tarries till I come? Well, the coming is between the second resurrection, which is actually the first resurrection for Christ and the first fruits, because Christ gathered a harvest of souls. And we know exactly how many. It tells us exactly how many. And they sung a new song. Well, isn't that what it says here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 19? Awake and sing, you that dwell in the dust. Well, who are these 144,000 men or males, that we would be better prepared to say? Who are these males? Remember now, in 1 Corinthians 15:23, every man will come in his own order through the resurrection. Every man in his own order, Christ and the first fruits. And afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Now again, Christ and the first fruits, but every man in his order. Now, we've done such order for you. Lazarus enjoyed a resurrection from the dead. He'd been dead 4 days, which represents the fourth commandment of the Sabbath rest. And our Messiah, Yahweh Shua, Yahweh in the flesh body, resurrected the dead. And he that was dead came forth. And the people marveled at the magnanimous, magnificent power of the Great One that walked here 33 years in shoe leather as a common man, but he was God walking on the water, raising the dead, casting out devils, bringing a revelation of hope through eternity to his sheep and his sheep only. To them he sent the prophet. I'm no exception. Here today, in the year 2006, this prophet is sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm searching for sheep, not goats. I ain't searching for the lukewarm or the cold. I'm searching for those who have hazard their life, have set no boundaries upon their faith, and will be willing to walk right into the jaws of death and freely lay down their life for the gospel integrity truth of the living Word of God sent from heaven in a flame of fire to be preached as a resurrection factor into the hearts of those who are his sheep. And today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Here we go. And they sung a new song before, as they took the book and said, "Thou art worthy to take the book." Now, who opened the seals here? The seal is the resurrection. This is the seal that was opened to only the 144,000. We're going to read it here. Because they said that they were redeemed from the earth. Now, in this resurrection, the first fruit resurrection, these were they that were redeemed from the earth. And thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. That's the house of Israel. We'll prove that when you use these words here, they do not interchange as your thought press has been dumbed down to think that it was every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, meaning mixed multitude. That ain't what it says here. We're going to prove that these were all from the 12 tribes. This is the kindred, the tongue, and the nations of people that Yahweh chose to resurrect in the first fruit resurrection, which in reality, in sequence and number, is the second resurrection. Now then, by that, and by that token, we have what they said here. And thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Well, the Bible says in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation that God, Almighty God, Yahweh in the flesh body, is coming back to redeem the fruits of the third resurrection. And when he comes with the first fruits, remember, those that remain will not prevent them that went through the resurrection, for Yahweh will bring them with him. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, there was no graves opened in Israel, in Jerusalem, or wherever. They didn't get out of the graves and walk down to the city of Sodom, where Yahweh was crucified. Get that out of your mind, because it's a carnal concept. Yahweh does not want you to be carnal-minded. To be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Study to show yourself approved. Prove all things and get in the realm of the resurrection truth, and you shall know the rest of the truth. Now, let's read on. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of the angels, and they begin to tell about the seven seals opening. Now, let me tell you something, folks. We're going to verse 9. And he opened the fifth seal. Now, this fifth seal is the first fruit resurrection. Now, let me repeat that. The fifth seal is those that were sealed as first fruits in the resurrection of Christ. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, nobody got up with Jesus on resurrection morning because he was by himself. Well, let's see if this happens to be true. It's not true. That concept is not true. Now, let's go into the book of Revelations, and we'll start it the 51st verse to set it up. And he said in verse 50, then the Messiah, Yahweh Shua in the flesh body, yielded up the ghost, and he died. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent. You say, wasn't it a shame, Pastor Buddy, for him to hang there naked in front of everybody, everybody looking on him? Ladies and gentlemen, don't you ever read the Bible? He didn't hang there openly naked in front of those people. The Bible said at the ninth hour there was darkness that come on. When they hung him, it got dark. And as dark and as forbidden as it was in Egypt, when they could literally taste the darkness, that's how dark it got when they nailed this man to a tree. Awesome revelations of darkness upon the face of the deep when the naked, brutally assaulted the body of the King of all Kings and the Royal Blood Star King who come to give his blood and a covenant for the people of his offspring. No wonder he said in the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, I am the root of David as well as his offspring. Now, you figure that mystery out and you solve the big, hard problem in the Bible. It's hid from the wise and prudent, revealed to the babes and sucklings, and few have the integrity of the kindred spirit of the genetic offspring of a star king from heaven, meaning if you're his son or you're his daughter. These revelations will come and enter into your heart very peacefully. As I preach my heart and open it up to you today, ladies and gentlemen, you must know that behold the veil of the temple. Ladies and gentlemen, with a darkness so thick, nobody even realized that the temple had rent from the top of its 10-foot curtain, where it is the birthright chamber of the Ark of the Covenant, where Yahweh sat with them on the mercy seat of justice, and it revealed that those lying scumbags that operated the Sanhedrin court and the church at Jerusalem that took old Herod, that Edomite, the Canaanite, affiliated, it took 42 years for him to establish for his own purposes, to decree and to boast about the beauty of the temple, as the Pharisees told Christ when he said he'd tear it down in 3 days and raise her back up, that it took 42 years for this grand temple. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a grand dragon temple, if you really want to know. It was the temple of the reptilian host who had hid behind the mortar and the brick and the rock, and there had not told Israel in over 400 years that there was no ark behind that torn veil, which the darkness concealed the rip. And you know what the identification code for rip is in the English language? Rest in peace. Folks, there was not even an ark there to rest in peace, because that ark of the Shekinah, the Ichabod had already departed from that Canaanite temple. Proven when the light came back on. After he died, the lights came back on. Isn't it wonderful that the body, the bruised, beaten, tortured, cut, and nailed body, that when it died, the lights came back on? Isn't that strange? That the power reconnected back to the genetic electromagnetic current of the earth and the lights came on? The heavens shone again. And when they saw that there was no ark in the temple, the children of Israel knew that this prophet who had preached against this very rat, serpentine-infested place was nothing more than a trap to trap the unaware souls into serving the creature God because the Creator had done departed. Ichabod, the glory of Yah had departed that temple. Did you know that there were exactly 50 rings that went across this vast expanse that hid the Ark of the Covenant? Nobody back there was to step behind the curtain or the veil except the high priest. And at death of the high priest on the cross, on the torture stake, it came forth a loud cry of jubilation that he'd overcome the reptilian snakes of the earth and become more than a conqueror when he went to the lower region of the earth known as the third heaven. There, Satan had trapped the souls from the righteous blood of Seth, who died in the image of Adam. And from everyone that had died, every son had been trapped in this third dimensional realm called paradise. Christ himself with the two thieves. They'd say one was saved, one was lost. Oh, no. They all went to the same place. They all heard the same gospel that day, ladies and gentlemen, that the dead, who weren't dead but were kept in a holding pen, reserved until Christ descended and preached to the disobedient. From Adam till the time of Christ. Now, the dividing line. That's why he ripped the veil. There's no more Ark of the Covenant physical to pour an offering of blood. No wonder he was fitting that the Ark was not there. It hadn't been there for a long time. Probably never been there. My thinking is correct. It had never been in that temple. That temple was a disgrace. That was not a holy temple. That was a temple of thieves. No wonder Christ drove them, overturned their money-changing tables, and whipped them out, cleaned the house, just like at the 50 rings that went across the curtain. It represents the birthright son of a nation of the United States of America, the 50 states that are now imparted with the revelation here in this country that we are the birthright recipients of the honor and the power and the glory of Jacob Israel scattered abroad. In the last days, Yahweh will send prophets and teachers and hunters and fishermen with a revelation of the rest of the story. You're getting it live tonight on WWCR 5070 with Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, and those who represent my ministry across the board. Many that are helping us to bring this gospel exclusively to you, and you'll hear it only here because Yahweh has anointed us to preach the gospel and to bring the glad tidings of a resurrection joy to those in first fruit. They woke and they sung a song. Now, who are they? Well, we're going to find out. And they came out of the graves after his resurrection. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered where they went? If they came out after his resurrection, he's the first fruit. And then the first fruits, Paul said. The first fruits are those 144,000 of every nation of Israel. Not every nation in the earth, the Goyim or the dumb Gentiles or the heathen or all these other people that you've been enticed to believe that's got the covenant, the salvational principles. Ladies and gentlemen, this principle is only for the true house of Israel and the lost sheep. Oh, yes, there's many. But only a few there be defined it. Straight as way, narrow as a gate. And Yahweh in the last day said, I will at the appointed time when the blindness, the veil, will be lifted from the eyes of Jacob Israel. And they shall shine forth and bring the light of the true gospel at the end of the age. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, just a few years down the road. We'll come to the appointed time of a Mayan calendar when time ends dramatically, or a cycle ends rather dramatically, to be more correct. Not that time will end. I'm not predicting the end of the world in 2 and 12 like some of these prophets, doomsday prophets. I'm telling you that there will be an event, a cosmic event, an outpouring of the day of Aquarius. This is a new constellation entering into the age, leaving the Piscean age, the fish age, where we now will get water abundantly. This represents the Spirit flowing from the bucket of heaven upon those souls, and Yahweh is going to have an end time harvest that will baffle the mind, because the prophets will go across the land and they're being chosen and selected even as we speak to be worthy of the third resurrection. That's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, right down the road of time. The third resurrection, meaning the final trump, when everyone, both they in heaven and they in earth, will be gathered together in one. Oh, what a happy day. But before all that happens, Satan will come from the heavens, unaware, very peacefully, of shining angel, ladies and gentlemen, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. He's going to come from the heavens very peacefully as a shining angel, and all of his ministers are right now preaching the acceptance of, not Christ, but Antichrist, who poses as Christ and will deceive the very elect if possible. Now, we're going to prove to you that they came out of the graves after they were opened, and many bodies of the saints, many bodies, how many? 144,000. Who were they? Jacob, Israel. Well, four, a bride. Now, we read in John chapter 3, verse 29, that Christ came as a bride, groom. Well, if he didn't get his bride in the first resurrection, then what are we going to do here? The first resurrection, which would actually be the second resurrection after Lazarus. If he didn't get his bride in that resurrection, how's he going to get any children in the third one? You see, ladies and gentlemen, something has been hid from your eyes, and it is nothing but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. He's desired to change times and laws, and he's accomplished this, ladies and gentlemen. Babylon is flourishing, and the wicked are prospering and casting the truth to the ground. What does that matter, Pastor Buddy? Don't. Just indicates the end time. Because evil men will wax worse and worse, and the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves, heaps of them, all around the earth. Teachers have an itch in ears. You know what a teacher with an itch in ears is? Most people want to hear that. What's going to soothe them? What can we do to fleece them today? Let's tell them something good is going to happen to them. Something good will happen to you. Well, here comes Pastor Buddy and saying something bad is going to happen to you if you don't repent and get in the glorious, magnificent name of Yahweh. So I'm not a prophet of something good. I'm a revealer of things bad that's going to happen to those who have not paid the price to wear the crown. You've got to get fitted, ladies and gentlemen. You must be pre-examined with the Word and pass the Word test, and they that love Yahweh will keep His commandments. What is the simplicity of the gospel of Christ? Repent, every one of you, and be baptized for a resurrection date. You see, buried with Him, risen, never to die again. Let me repeat that. Buried with them, never to die again. Said, what about the outward man? Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. He goes back to the dust from whence he came. He ain't going back to heaven. Get it out of your mind. There was no graves busting open, 144,000 graves open in Israel, and they came out and said, my God, where'd that saint go? Way down there at the local pub in Jerusalem, man. He got a reprieve. He's coming out of the resurrection. Somebody spoke his voice, his name, with a voice of thunder, and he came out. And boy, he's celebrating. He went home to grandma and mom, and he called his wife with another man. Yeah, that didn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know that spiritual things belong to them that discern and are able to discern between the good and the bad of the doctrines that are out there. Good sheep will hear the voice. A goat or something that wants to run with the goats. What will the sheep do when they're in the herd, when a wolf comes? They'll all huddle up and make it very convenient for the wolf to devour them. Ladies and gentlemen, you must stand as the ram on the time plane with faith. Having the sword and the shield and the bucklers, you must have on the whole armor to withstand the wiles of the devil. And the Bible said, when you resist the devil, who come as a shining light with a smart way to deceive the very elect. Well, 144,000 right here. And they came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city, not the unholy city of Sodom, called Jerusalem. You see, we're fighting over that area over there. We think it's a holy city. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to really get with the program. You need to know that everything that's happening over there is for deception. Everything that's happening over there is deception. Right to the point where they will build the temple for this Satan, this mighty angel, this great being that will come in and pose as God himself sitting in the temple, showing himself that he is God and would deceive the very elect. Here, you've got an old-fashioned country boy preacher bringing you the revelation before it happens. It's going to happen soon, sooner than you think. That the world will change and all of these religions that are built upon the sand will be shaken down and sifted together and stone upon stone of disaster will happen. Many even of the righteous, Daniel said, will fall to prove themselves. Why? Because Satan will have so much power that if possible, he will deceive the very elect, and ladies and gentlemen, he's going to come from the heavens. He's going to tell you that everything is good and something good is going to happen to you. He's going to bring cures, magnanimous miracles and signs and wonders that he will deceive the whole world. And the whole world will wander after him right out of the temple that has been built in Jerusalem. Remember, Yahweh does not, I repeat, does not dwell. Did we get that message in the first temple that was built by Solomon? Solomon, who in his grandeur and his splendor and the expanse of the great building that he had erected for Yahweh to dwell in. And very true that Yahweh did come in and he filled the temple and chased out everything in it. They couldn't stand a minister. Ladies and gentlemen, that's so much power and glory. It's coming upon those who are the temple of Yahweh. Rather than a stone edifice again where the millions are going to be deceived, just like in the 42-year expanse temple of Herod the Edomite, who was given a taste of a grand martial power of the resurrection when Yahweh split the atom and the earth did quake and the veil rent from top to bottom, to expose the lies and the fallacies of those that say they're Jews and are not, that had no covenant ark to adorn that temple. Yahweh does not, I repeat, does not now dwell in a temple made with a hand. Get that out of your mind. You are the temple, and now the resurrection, if so be that Christ is in you, and if he's in you, you can never die. Your flesh man will just drop to the ground. You go back to the dust. That inward man will take its long flight home because the Bible says it's once appointed unto a man to die. When the flesh man, the outward man, who is bound and never to return from the garden episode, when the flesh man, the carnal man, when Satan gave Adam the effect and the ability to see, hear, taste, touch, and feel. Ladies and gentlemen, the expanse of time has come that men must now first hear the gospel. Well, the time is done amazingly slipped on by. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the fastest hour on the Mighty Voice, the jewel of the South, WWCR, with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Cow. We are delighted to be in your home tonight. We hope and trust that you will know the actual factual results of the three resurrections. One for Lazarus, one for Christ, the first fruits, and them that came out, and one for you. If you have Christ in you, you've done been resurrected. There'll be no more graves busting open. You are the grave. You are that temple, that earthen grave temple. You are the sepulcher where you have the inward man in you, in the prison. Let him out. Let him come forth. Let him praise. Let him sing the glorious, wondrous truth of Yahweh. And let everything that hath breath give him praise in Jacob. Well, if you'd like to write me tonight, Post Office Box. This is Pastor Betty. Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, once you get New Tazewell, Tennessee, I'll give you the box number. That's Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Again, Pastor Betty, Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live on the 8th day of January on the Mighty Voice of WWCR with Pastor Buddy. We urge you to support us on this radio station. Send your tithes and offerings into Pastor Buddy, Dr. Gary, or you can mail them directly in and support to WWCR, and specifically mention Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And those will be accredited to our radio time frequency on the Mighty Voice around the world, the Jewel of the South, WWCR 507. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Let me give you a little cake. Our icing for the cake here to close this out tonight. If you will actually look in the Gospel of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 1, you'll see the 144,000 redeemed from the earth as the first fruit bride that is with the Lamb wherever he goes. Isn't that a perfect type of the bride? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard that he's coming back for his bride. He's not coming for his bride. He's coming for his children. You can't be both. You got to be one or the other. And he got his bride in the first resurrection. He gave his children in the second one, which is actually the third one if we count Lazarus. Lazarus was a mini event, if you will. It was a wondrous event for Lazarus. We'll get into the revelation why he was resurrected and why possibly he's never died. There is legends in the earth that there is a man walking in the earth that has never died since Christ resurrected. Who could that be? It had other disciples, some of the mystery elements that we're talking about, and the legends will confirm that that resurrection factor is indeed a wonderful story, buddy. Now, I'm live again. If you'd like to call me immediately, wait until we leave the air in about 3 minutes and call Pastor Betty. Talk to me tonight. Talk to me about the resurrection. Talk to me about what you're interested in life. If you're a student of the Bible and this is your first time to hear us on WWCR, we'd be glad to take your call tonight. We only have one line in, but we have voicemail. If you're beat over the voicemail, then leave a message or a telephone number and I'll call you on my nickel. I'm delighted to talk to you tonight and be with you. I've really enjoyed this hour of what we determined to be the first fruit resurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next week with part two as we continue with the first fruit, the revelation resurrection that the Father has given to them that love him.
Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still.
Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the battle ground. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are calling, some are crying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the prick. In measured 100 weight and feet pounds. When the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.